Giving Thanks on Schedule on this moment of Indiana history. In 1817, New York became the first state to officially declare a Thanksgiving Day, a day of thanks for the harvest and for the prosperity of the new nation. The practice spread throughout the northern and midwestern states, even though each state held its celebration on a different day. In 1827, Sarah Josepha Hale began a campaign for a single national Thanksgiving Day, although her efforts would not bear fruit for several decades. Governor Noah Noble proclaimed Indiana's first Thanksgiving Day on December 7, 1837. Indianapolis lawyer Calvin Fletcher recorded the proclamation in his diary entry for the day. He described a dinner party that he and his wife hosted for 17 people that night. Later that evening, he noted, members of all the city's churches came together for a large and respectable meeting for the benefit of the poor at the Methodist Episcopal Church. Fletcher judged it a happy day. All the stores were shut, and Indianapolis was in great harmony. Fletcher's next diary entry about Thanksgiving dated to a November day 20 years later, when the thermometer, he noted, registered 6 degrees below zero. By then, Indiana had begun to follow the growing practice of observing Thanksgiving on the same Thursday every November. A year later, Fletcher noted that some 20 or more states have set apart this day. In 1863, Indiana joined all the states of the North in celebrating a national Thanksgiving Day, as declared by President Abraham Lincoln. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU Public Radio, in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the IU Department of History.